Gentlemen, here we go for a special Thursday night early hour edition of Save CLH or Save City of Heroes Radio. I am your host, back with his voice, back on the airwaves. I am Polkoman from the Virtue Server. Here we are Thursday night, 7 p.m. It is December 22nd, just a few days away from the happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Happy holidays. Oh, my. I hope you got all your Christmas shopping done. I hope you're in the middle of wrapping your gifts. If not, I hope you're about to get started. I know I'm wrapping my gifts all day tomorrow to get done. And I want to introduce somebody who's going to help me get through this 90 minutes of fun and excitement and of superhero-dom goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, co-leader of Paragon Dawn, he's the one, he's the only, he is the Mad Viking.
Good evening, everyone.
How are you, Mad Viking?
Well, right now, just finished doing full diagnostics on my headset that was working great this morning, but now it just seems to all be in one ear. Now, normally people just go, oh, gosh darn it, but I got a musical ear, so this is driving me nuts.
I'm going to blame it on Blog Talk Radio. Anytime we do a show with Blog Talk, it's always Blog Talk Radio. Either that or just do what everybody's doing these days, blame the Russians. Too soon? What?
Update, it seems that Champions has gone down for maintenance, or as we call it, the update to the update to the update.
It's the Russians. Oh. Weather update. Champion in Paragon chat, it's snowing, but it's not sticking. So it's quite lovely. It's snowing all around Champions Online. I'm in Paragon chat. If you have nothing to do and you're just hanging out, oh, there's a few people joining me here on the steps I didn't see before. Lycanthropus and Digital Identity. They're hanging out in the upper tier on the upper steps. I'm hanging out in the middle of the steps of City Hall. Come on down, hang out, hold the torch. What else are you going to do for 90 minutes? I know I'm doing the show. That's why I'm hanging out. And then afterwards, my New York Giants are taking the field. They're taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in the battle of NFC East rivals. And more importantly than all that, they are my fantasy football team. Because once again, I have made it to my fantasy football league championship game this week, folks. This season, I am in my finals. If I win this week, I am my league's fantasy football champion for the third time in 5 years.
There you go.
So, even if you know nothing about fantasy football, just cheer my team on. Say, go Vogelman's team. And I have a New York Giants defense, and yay. Double reason to cheer on my Giants this week. Everybody thought I was just making a homer pick. No. I knew what I was doing when I picked up at the beginning of the season. Anyway, like one of my friends said, he goes, you know, he posted a meme about it. There was a meme they've been sharing for years. He goes, fantasy football is just Dungeons and Dragons for sports nerds. I was like, yeah, and? What? Make it sound like a bad thing. Come on now. And? Anyway, sorry we've been away for a few weeks. I, once again, my second bout of viral pharyngitis in 5 months. And I just found out, I wasn't aware of this, viral pharyngitis could lead to tonsillitis. I don't want tonsillitis.
But you get all that ice cream.
Well, I know, but still. I guess I have an excuse to sit down and read comic books all day, but still.
Well, you're not allowed to have tonsillitis till after next week.
Yes. Yes, I know, because next week is the final episode of Save City COH Radio, only because that's when we announce the new name of the show. And also the week after. Because then the week after the 30th, which would be January, let's call it January something or other. How about we call it January 6th? Because I just looked it up. January 6th will be the first episode of the new name of the show. We don't know what it's going to be yet because the votes are still tallying in. And once we announce the name next week, January 6th on a Friday will be – and I'm sorry, January 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern will be the first show under the new name. And you should all tune in. You don't want to miss that. And don't forget, next week on January 30th at 9 p.m. Eastern on a Friday will be the last show, Sniffles, ever under Save COH Radio's title.
Yep. We got to start. You have to send invites to people who have been on the show.
Yes. Well, I just found out Susie the Elf, my original co-host, God bless her, no idea what was going on, but she was hanging up. Owner of the station. She's coming back to radio. She's probably going to come back to her wrestling show she did. So I'm going to see if she wouldn't mind coming back and just doing, come back for 5-10 minutes, maybe just hang out for a little bit. So we'll see what happens next week.
All right.
We shall see.
Well, we shall see. In the meantime, let's see.
Yes.
News that I have found on Superhero News. Let's just jump right into it. Now, remember
let's do it,
when we talked a long, long time ago, now, about 2 weeks ago,
3 weeks.
That the UN has given Wonder Woman ambassadors to the goodwill of women and all that.
Yes.
They undid it.
What?
They undid it for two reasons. One,
okay.
I kind of expected because she dresses in the red, white, and blue.
Okay.
The other reason is she is too scantily clad and sets a bad example.
I kind of thought that might be one of the reasons why.
Once again, I'm reminded of the Justice League episode.
Yes.
In which Wonder Woman looks her reflection and goes, "And what's wrong with the way I dress? Do you want to feel that?"
No. No. That's funny.
But they turned it away because of USA and scantily clad.
Wow.
Meanwhile, she's considered one of the most powerful female superheroes, if not the longest reigning, the longest existing, and yet Wonder Woman just got the shaft.
Well, we have something to say to that. Hold on. I just want to make sure this is the right one. Yes, hold on. The audience has something they want to say. Ready? This is what the audience says about that. And what's this one? Hold on. Uh-oh. Oh, my. The crowds are restless here.
Which I'm going like, this has not been new. They did not redesign the original costume. Yes, they made her wear different versions of it as time went on, you know, went from a mini skirt to the unitard. And
at one point, she had pants on at one point.
Back in the 70s,
or like
yes.
a jumpsuit. Yeah. So.
But the original one still stays. Most of it did was take out the eagle and put in the double W.
That's right. How could they?
And also, there was a minor rumblings of body shaming.
Why?
Using the Barbie argument.
Oh, please.
Going like, okay, she's an Amazon warrior, you know. So in other words, fit peakness, you know, physical peakness.
Is a no-no, but
say.
You got right. So that's a no-no, but you could have a Muppet pig in. I see. Okay. Miss Piggy was named Woman of the Year or Woman Ambassador or something. But that's all right. That's ridiculous. That's absurd. I can't do that.
Well, they did. So Wonder Woman, you know, was given the proverbial walking paper. And this was after the big ceremony. They had Linda Carter, the original TV Wonder Woman. They had Gail Gadot, the movie Wonder Woman, you know, presentations and all that. Very proud. And yoink.
Sheesh. Oh, I can't believe it. Hold on. Somebody else has something they want to say about this.
Inconceivable!
The audacity.
Well, we have a guest in the IRC chat. Well, I know who it is.
Hold on. Hold on. There's a comment they want to make to the person who made this decision about Wonder Woman.
You are a douchebag. That's right. A douchebag.
Oh,
yes,
Sulu
the internet screaming.
That was Georgia Kay making his comment.
That's right. Georgia Kay with his famous comment. You know, when he called you a douchebag, you, sir, are a douchebag. Unequivocally. Hello, guest in the chat room. If you'd like to, make a quick account, it only takes less than 2 minutes. You can make a name and you could like type in the chat and make comments, clean comments, and you could join us and just, you know, say, hey, what's up? You could join us in conversation, et cetera, and so on. And if you'd like to call in, if all you find people would like to call in and join us, call in and join us on air. You have one of two ways of doing so. You could either call in at 646-478-0073, or if you're like our guest here in our Blog Talk Radio chat room, you could scroll to the top of the chat room. You will see a blue square with a white S in the middle. It stands for Skype. You click on that, and it's a free call into the studio. And as I always say, free is good in today's economy.
All right.
Especially around Christmas time. Yes?
Update on champions. It seems they're still down. And it looks like, yes, they are doing a possible patching because I still left my screen on where I could do something. But it said version mismatch. So it's like, okay, they're updating.
Okay.
So,
I do have. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, I heard that on Paragon Chat they actually activated the Christmas presents and the jump jet, the jingle jet.
Did they?
I don't know if it's still going on. I know there was the Christmas event. It was live there. So, ask any one of them.
Paragon Chat, you said?
Yeah. I remember reading that on a Facebook.
I don't have any of that stuff here. I don't. Well, hold on. Let me. I have my rocket board. Hold on, let me.
No. It's not something. No, you actually have to run around and find the present.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me do something here. Let me see if I can find a present then. Hold on. All right. I am leaving my spot of holding the torch. I'm going to go see if I can find a present.
Well, tell people. You know, I will ask them, were there presents around and offering the jingle jet?
Okay.
That would be easier. While he's doing that, going back and checking the update. Nope, it's still, they are still on red light on the server status on Champions. But it seems that Star Trek is on, and so is Neverwinter. Now, for those who will be listening to this on the rebroadcast, on Dawn Radio, and which you can listen to at www.paragondawn.com or at vtxemu.com/dawnradio, my Mick Foley cheap pop, you'll be able to hear everything that's going on, including the after show, which you don't hear live.
That's right. Okay, I typed it in, but I noticed ever since I came on before and mentioned that we're doing a show tonight, no one has really talked in the Paragon chat channel.
Is there something going on?
I don't know.
Well, there's only one person that would be holding up people at this point. Nexus does have 19 listeners, but I don't know if they're all in Pocket D.
Well, it does say there are 20 members of Paragon chat. On, but
I doubt they're all
right. So I might have to investigate
unless
this. If I don't hear from any five.
Yeah, unless there's a whole bunch of people.
And now Microwave has joined us on the steps of City Hall, in the back.
Right.
But if
so
I don't hear from any, okay, what? It's 7:20 now Eastern Time. If I don't hear from anybody in 5 minutes, I might have to go. Investigate this myself. So
okay,
I'll have to go fly around and see what's up. Not that I have to worry about being attacked. So I'll keep looking back to see if anybody answers me.
Right. Okay. But basically, you know, for the exception of the headphone situation, I've just been relaxing because once January rolls around, I start the planning for Dawn Gone 3.
Oh, yes. Oh, and to update everybody, my class has ended. I did that 6-week intro to comic book writing class has ended.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're just waiting for the final reviews of our final scripts. And what was I going to say? Unfortunately, he broke his thumb, our teacher, so we have to wait a while to get our reviews back. So.
Okay. I was asked here, you know, where are you? He's on Paragon Chat, or the City of Chat, it's been nicknamed.
Yes. I am standing on the steps of City Hall and in beautiful downtown Atlas Park, holding a torch. You can't miss me. I'm right in the middle of everything. I'm on a lower level of steps by myself.
But there's someone running around.
Oh, cool.
But you
and
said
who
there
would
was.
That be?
You said there was someone there.
No, there are three people up above on the higher steps.
Oh.
I got Digital Identity, Lycanthropus, and Microwave. They're hanging out holding torches.
Okay.
I'm on the lower tier. Not the ground floor tier, the middle tier, I guess the middle steps you want to call it.
Right.
Or the middle tier, and I'm hanging out there, just holding the torch. So.
Which was the last time I seen you was back on the closing anniversary.
Yes,
that to some people didn't exist, but for all of a sudden it did exist. But we won't go into that.
No, not us. Anyway.
All right. Let's see. Movie news. The big winner at the moment, of course, is Rogue One. But coming up, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, let me tell you this. I saw a preview for this. Baby Groot is going to be the sweetheart of the year.
Oh, believe me. I found the full version of Fox on the Run with the intro. It's like, whatever you do,
oh my
don't
God.
Push this button. Now, repeat what I said.
What did I just tell you? What did I just tell you? What did I just tell you?
Now, try again. I am Groot. Uh-huh.
Right.
I am Groot. Uh-huh. I am Groot. No!
No! And then he takes the bomb. I am Groot. Oh, no. I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my God, I got to see this movie. I want a baby Groot action figure. I want a talking baby Groot action figure. I don't care. I was like, holy shit, that thing is awesome. I'm sorry. It's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, not Part 2. It's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, they're calling it.
Well, I just said 2. I didn't.
Yeah. Well, that's what the trailer said, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So that's going to be awesome.
And they brought in Mantis, which was one of the Guardians of the Galaxy from the original ones. If you remember,
I don't
Korvac.
Know much about the Guardians. So. No,
well,
I don't.
Do you remember
I'm not
Korvac saga?
No, I just said I'm not familiar with the Guardians of the Galaxy, the comic book.
No, well, no. The Korvac saga was Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm not a fan of the Avengers either, really. The only Marvel I really read was the X-Men, so.
Okay.
But I read all the X-Men. So.
And they I will say they also brought in Yondu, which is another original Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
He's the blue-skinned guy with the red fin.
Yep. Yes, I know that. I know who Yondu is. Jeez.
Okay.
Yondu will be back. I know that much. I know he'll be back, they said.
Now, my only question is, will they try to bring in the others? Will it be Charlie 27, and especially Vance Astrovic,
we could go to Internet Movie Database and see who's in the cast for the second movie.
Well, I'm thinking more of when we get closer to the Infinity Gauntlet, the Infinity Wars.
Oh, I see. Oh, I saw a trailer for Spider-Man Homecoming yesterday. I do want to see that. That looks awesome.
Now, I heard they brought in the Vulture.
Yes, they did.
Now, who's playing it?
Vulture or?
Vulture.
That's a good question. And whilst you are here, I'm looking this up right now. And that answer, Michael Keaton, of all people.
Okay, all right. I was still kind of a fan of the Sam Raimi choice for the Vulture, John Malkovich.
But it is Michael Keaton is playing Adrian Toomes / the Vulture. So Michael Keaton has gone from playing Batman to the Vulture.
Well, that has been, 30 years? Yeah.
That's true. Oh, yeah, true.
So, you know, like I said, I was kind of hoping, you know, they actually brought in John Malkovich as the Vulture. I mean, can you just imagine him just hamming it up as the Vulture is going, as the moniker suggests, I will feed on your rotting carcass. You can just see him.
Yes. Okay, I went back to looking at the Guardians of the Galaxy. Nathan Fillion is going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 as Simon Williams.
Wonder Man?
Yeah, it says here Nathan Fillion is Simon Williams. Mantis is going to be in it, character-wise.
Okay, if they're just listing Simon Williams, then they haven't gone full to Wonder Man storyline yet.
Right. So
now,
do you want me to post? Hold on, I'll give you the link. You can check it over. Hold on. Here you go. There you go.
All right, let's take a look here. Now,
all right,
if they are bringing in Wonder
while
Man.
While you're doing that, okay. While you're doing that, I'm going into fly mode because no one has answered me yet. DJ Thunder is making an appearance. Oh my God, this is so weird. As I went to fly, DJ Thunder is staring right at me across the ways, and it's like we're in like a what's the word I'm looking for?
Mexican stare down.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
hold it.
Turned
it
back.
Superhero news. Maybe.
What?
In the Guardians of the Galaxy, Evan Jones is playing the Wretch.
Okay.
Evan
Yay.
Jones plays Wretch. If you remember City of Heroes trivia, that's the.
Yes. Yeah. Woohoo. We're gonna have Ghost. Woohoo. What's her name? Yeah, there you go.
Ghost
Widow. Woo-hoo. Yeah, woohoo. All right.
Guilty Bowen is going to play Sovereign Pilot. Sovereign Reign?
Wait, I found a present. I found a present.
You found a present.
I did find it. I'm clicking on it. I'm opening the present. It's my present. You can't have it. I'm opening it. It says, that's an odd thing to be gift wrapped. What I get?
You might have got a joke.
It just says that's an odd thing to be gift wrapped.
In other words, yeah, you have to. It's not always going to be the first present. It's like it used to be.
Yeah, but it didn't say what I got.
Well, that would have been the snowman attacking you at this point.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, since no one else is doing it, I'm going to go find some more presents. I see another one. And
there
no one
we
else
go.
Is getting, cause I...
Oh, and Kurt Russell is Ego, the Living Planet?
Ego. Yeah, well, that's been rumored for a year. I think we discussed that a while ago.
Well, I mean, is it the actual Living Planet with Kurt Russell's face CGI'd in, or is it just going to be Kurt Russell just walks in, you see this planet? That's me. But you're standing on it. Yeah.
Okay, I found a tube just dropped. Would it want me to click on it?
And Sylvester Stallone is going to be in it.
Yes.
Oh, that reminds. Okay, since Sylvester Stallone is going to be in the Guardians of the Galaxy 2, this counts as comic book news. One of the choices,
okay,
for the National Endowments of Arts, according to the upcoming president-elect, is Sylvester Stallone.
Really?
He's up on the list to head up the National Endowment of Arts.
Interesting.
Oh, we have a green light. We have a green light on Champions.
Very cool. Oh, and the other night I logged in and played and got Arsenal Mark IV, the super strength brawler type, you know, the tanker mode, to level 21. So I did make an appearance and did get a level.
Now going back to what I was saying, can you imagine, you know, okay, and now here to speak at this is Sylvester Stallone. How you doing? And now I bring in special guest star Arnold Schwarzenegger. Somewhere there's a person doing sign language going, I quit. That's it. I'm done.
Well, no, I got one better. Well, this weekend, Stephen Colbert is hosting the Lincoln Kennedy Awards. I was just saying, can you imagine Stallone and Schwarzenegger getting one of those?
It was like, I think that's the comment I saw on Facebook when they made that announcement. Was like, so that's how they're going to make us watch movies like Rhinestone and Over the Top.
Okay, if I could have gotten an award, I just would have got fruitcake on the presents. so they still have all the old comments. So that's what it is. So I guess I got to keep going until I find the jingle jet, right?
Now, what else I have remembered, if you want to keep the jingle, the thing is, it's very, very temporary, as in, once you sign off, you lose the jingle jet.
Oh, really? Then what's even the point of me looking for it?
So you're going to have that one moment to hear the jingle,
jingle
as you fly.
Jingle.
All right, so while you're doing that, I'm seeing to see if Champions is back alive.
Well, I'm going back to my spot. And somebody just swiped it. What the hell? And Columbo's standing there like he's trying to get my spot.
Okay, now this is true. It has, you know, there have been rumors. There was questions. Yes, Baby Groot is voiced by Vin Diesel. Obviously,
yes.
The voice sped up a bit. Either that, or
yes,
he just sucked
course.
A whole lot of helium.
Okay, I am done looking for that since you told me it's very temporary. Why am I getting a power that's only very temporary? I want a Baby Groot sidekick.
Yes, the Champions is back live.
Yay.
Mitchell.
Okay. Okay, so there you go, folks. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 news. Spider-Man Homecoming news. We did the Wonder Woman news, movie news, I think we did.
Yep. I'm right now researching, is there a Baby Groot toy?
I don't know.
There is dancing figures of Baby Groot.
I will say this, Rogue One, awesome movie. Great movies. The CGI. Oh, there's some CGI cameos they did. That's all I'm going to say about that. and there's some other cameos that are just fantastic. And that just the cameos they did, the CGI cameos, are worth going to see just for that.
You got your wish. There is a life-size Baby Groot toy.
Oh, life-size. Oh, yeah. Okay. Link, give me the link. Let me see. I must see.
Oh, hold on. I'm making sure it's on comingsoon.net. The Guardian Galaxy cast includes him. Okay, it's going to hit, you know, the movie's coming out May 5th, and I guess that's when, as it gets closer, that's when they're going to release the life-size Groot. Baby Groot, I mean.
Link, please.
Hold on, I'm working on it.
Okay.
All right, and...
Obi-Tabi.
Ba-boom.
Oh, there we go.
And I'm back in Champions. Okay, so if you want to listen and you're on Champions, I am standing in Recox in front of the Recognition Building in Rensen 1.
Okay, hold on. Now, the big question is... Oh, Nika is doing... Yeah, Nika does some incredible stuff. You know, did I tell you I finally got those turtles in the mail? Oh, Sasha Marina is standing in front of me.
There you go. That's our guest.
There you go.
And of course, now she heard that Champions is back on. She's going like, I'm going to kill him.
Oh,
Oh, I see what's happened. They turned on the tree.
Okay. Okay, it's a 10-inch foam rubber and latex figure.
All right, now Rain's asking where are the flight powers.
You click on powers under inherent. Okay, so it's going to come out in April of 2017.
The toy.
The life-size group baby Groot toy, yes. Not the flight powers.
All right, so if you've been going, on Baby Groot, you can have your own Baby Groot. And then you can put it next to Boop.
Oh, good Lord.
Because there has been, now for those who don't know what it is, in Paragon Dawn, our mascot is Boop, which is a little cuddly little purple dragon. And, they have been found, in Walmart.
She can't. She says box. She said, yeah.
Yeah, the empty box of powers.
Yes. I was going to say maybe. I was going to suggest maybe hold on. Maybe try relogging.
It should have auto updated.
Yeah.
The fact that she's able, is she talking in? The fact that she is talking on Paragon chat means yes, she got the update.
Right. All right, Baby Groot.
I want one.
All right. Since we haven't done updates and we're about halfway through the show, I think we should start doing some updates before my voice goes.
Okay.
Just in case, just as a precaution.
While you're doing that, I'll have some backup news once you're done.
Very good, very good. All right. Let me start posting some things around here. All right. So we're going to go back and a couple weeks, and this is going to be, we're going to start with Heroes and Villains like we always do, and this is going to be from Saturday, December 10th. This is going to be Friday update number 210. All right, this week, we've been doing some more work on the basic functions and stats behind our power system, which has naturally brought up one of the fundamental aspects of making a game, which is creating some form of balance to the various choices that players have when it comes to defining how their characters will play. For a PvP-only game, this is obviously vital to making it work. And it's also incredibly important for a mixed PvP and PvE game when the focus is still on PvP. But for a mixed PvP and PvE game where the focus is on PvE, like in Heroes and Villains, there are a few areas where chasing after balance doesn't always have to be the deciding design factor. An example in a comic book game would be travel powers. City of Heroes made quite an effort to try and dial back the fly power. It was horizontally superior to super speed because of its ability to ignore terrain hazards like water and lava, and it was vertically superior to super jump because of its height range and ability to hover. So a speed reduction was about all that the developers could do to try and make it less superior to the other options. However, for HAV, we don't really feel that making the ability to fly be quite fast compared to how its speed was in COH would seriously unbalance the game in any meaningful way. It would actually help to enhance the comic book fantasy that we want players to be able to live out in the game. Okay. All right, so that's that one. That was number 210. Let's see here. Hold on. Let me just get that one opened up here. Sorry about that. Oop, just give me a second, guys. Sorry about that. All right. and of course, this is going to be Friday update number 211 from last weekend, Saturday, December 17th. Now, let me just take a drink. All right. This week, we've been continuing with design work on our basic travel powers, with a focus on how they interact with the environment and how they affect zone design. As we mentioned last week, flight is the most versatile of the travel powers because of its ability to let the player hover and indefinitely bypass the effects of gravity, unlike the other three main travel powers, which are all subject to gravity in one way or another. This makes some types of zone quite tricky to design in a way that won't penalize one or more of the non-flight powers. For example, the old fault line zone in City of Heroes was quite tough for super speed users, although giving super speed some kind of limited ability to travel up vertical surfaces could be one way to reduce problems like that in any similar zones in Heroes and Villains. Another COH zone or zones that were right on the edge of playability for some travel powers was the Shadow Shard. The distance between the floating islands was almost always beyond the maximum distance for super jump, and super speed was close to useless. This meant that players without flight or teleport had to either learn to use the geyser system to get around, or team up with one or more players who had the recall friend teleport power. This would be an even bigger problem for a zone set in space, which is a pretty traditional comic book environment, as unless it was some kind of asteroid field, there really wouldn't be anywhere for non-flyers to land. Have a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. And that's me trying to read after being sick for a few weeks. I apologize for that, guys. Okay. So, travel powers is the word. Travel powers, what they're working on. And I can attest to that, all those problems with super jump and super speed. Damn you, making us feel useless. Why? Why? All right. All right, up next, we do have a couple of updates. Actually, we have a couple of updates from City of Titans, but these are just fluff pieces, but I will share the links with you guys. Of course, if you guys want to read all these things for yourselves, you could go to Facebook and look up the Save COH Radio page, and you could read all these for yourselves, or... you can join us in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, and I post all the links there also. So this first one from City of Titans is going to be another fluff announcement, what you know, and this is about the five dragons, and this has some visuals. I'll do my best to describe them. The first one has a face of like an oriental dragon with some oriental symbols, and this is Cape Chaser Tweet Summary. A powerful organized crime group known for their far eastern flair and reliance on magic. Legal status. The Five Dragons are considered an organized crime syndicate by the TCPD, but their organization has no official legal status. Location. The Five Dragons remain strongest in Lotus Hills, where they arose and have dominated entire neighborhoods, but they've extended their influence across Titan City. They are strongest in the eastern parts of the South Side, and have been known to fight their Black Rose rivals openly in Ironport. However, the five dragons control numerous locales throughout the city, many of them secret or semi-secret hideouts. Notable members include Jerry Chang, founder, he was deceased. The group has some connection to the wealthy widow society, Widow Jan White. Rumor has it that she is highly placed in the organization for heroes. Law enforcement and intrepid cape chasers have not turned up any hard evidence. Their stated purpose, goals, and motives. According to the members, the Five Dragons are nothing more than a loose association of community organizations. However, everyone in the superpower community, as well as plenty of nosy reporters, concerned community members, law enforcement, personnel, and the like, know that the Five Dragons are an organized crime outfit. They seek to crush their criminal rivals and assume sole control over mundane crime in Titan City, whether through intermediaries like weaker gangs or more directly. Okay. Exploits. The modern Five Dragons organization is the legacy of a long tradition of Lotus Hill crime groups, but its true beginnings lie in the early 1980s with a man named Jerry Chang. Chang, a lifelong resident of Lotus Hills and leader of a small gang, gained superhuman strength and speed in the power vacuum that gripped Titan City's underworld after Operation Anvil. Chang, through his physical powers and force of personality, crushed all the rival Lotus Hills gang's leaders and incorporated their organization into his own. The larger organization took the name the Five Dragons as reference to the names of some of the gangs it had consumed, as well as to the five elements of Chinese cosmology. And to scheme out the breakdown, the types of Chinese dragons into five classes. Unlike his predecessors, Chang sought to turn the Five Dragons into a respectable criminal organization. He forged affiliations with respected political figures, created elaborate money laundering schemes, and became a presence that stretched like an evening shadow across Titan City. For the first several years of his tenure, the Five Dragons thrived. By 1995, many law enforcement analysts believed the Five Dragons would soon crush and absorb even the venerable the Black Rose. However, in 1995, Chang was killed in a shootout involving corrupt TCPD detectives at the Opal Room nightclub. With his death, the Five Dragons collapsed into eternal squabbling, and other gangs took over much of their business. In the early 2000s, the Five Dragons experienced a resurgence under new, mysterious leadership, with a new emphasis on the use of magic. Indeed, many of the Five Dragons' higher-ranking members exhibit substantial, seemingly supernatural powers in combat. They have squashed their eternal squabbles, reasserted their efforts to control Titan City's crime world, and built new ties with weaker local gangs with criminal operations beyond Titan City. In recent years, the Five Dragons have grown more ambitious than ever. They control most of the crime in Lotus Hills, directly or indirectly, and much of their crime in Titan City, particularly the southeastern districts. They are now strong enough to challenge the Black Rose once more. Savvy observers realize that the rivalry between the Italiante technology-using Black Rose and the Asian-influenced magic-wielding Five Dragons is now the engine that drives Titan City's underworld. Okay, and then there's let me finish reading this, and we'll go through some pictures with the guy here. Combat information. This is important. Now, pay attention, rookies. I'm getting into this now, aren't I? Pay attention now. You're going to need to know this. You're going to need to know how to fight. Sit down. You take some notes. I'm looking at you in the back there. Members of the Five Dragons can be divided roughly into two groups. The lower ranks consists of a mass of lower-ranking, unpowered members armed with guns, knives, and sometimes rudimentary martial arts skills. More experienced members often display considerable supernatural power. The organization's magic wielders can be further divided into combat-oriented initiates, martial artists who seem to manipulate elemental forces for attack and defense, and sorcerers, charm workers, and others who use magic to increase the efficiency of allies or to debilitate enemies. For example, some Five Dragons magicians empower their combat-oriented cohorts by burning paper charms to increase their strength. This ability to work together and support one another makes the Five Dragons particularly dangerous in large groups or for those without the means to knock their mages out of action quickly. And then we have a user-submitted video from some guy. We give credit to Green Purple Man 3. And there's a video of him taking shots at a car going past. Okay, and then we see here their usual outfit. It looks like a brown leisure suit, some brown shoes, and this picture of a Chinese dragon face on a dragon face on the back. And that's all you need to know about them. Any questions?
Okay.
I didn't think so. Okay, and that's your Five Dragons update. Okay, we have one more. I think we have here. Oh, DevMass 2016, Let It Snow, Tech, Christmas, Videos, Surprise. I didn't get to read this one yet. So, let's see here. They have a video here. Let's see what this is. I'm just watching this. I haven't watched this video yet. Hold on here. All right, I'll read this and I'll watch the video with you guys, I guess. Oh, let me post the link. Let me post the link in the usual places. On Facebook first. And I'll post it here so you guys can check it out in the chat. There you go. Okay, this is from Work Habit. And he posted this Yesterday, as a matter of fact. Yesterday afternoon, late afternoon. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and all other appropriate solstice-centered greetings to one and all from all of us at Missing Worlds Media and City of Titans to all of you. Okay, we thought we'd take a break from perfecting the character creator to show off some of our environment work. That's right. You all asked for it. It's snowing. And look over by the snowman. It builds up on the ground and some of our animation work. The clouds move, the sun arcs, and the lights twinkle. It's the least we could do for you standing by us for so long. I'd like to point out that the jolly old portly elf there is the same player model you saw last week shooting at a car with a figure like a professional wrestler. That was that five dragon dude, I think. When he said we were making the most flexible and powerful character creator of all time. Well, we meant it. Exciting things are happening behind the scenes, and pretty soon there'll be something good enough to show you directly. Of course, we need to make sure it doesn't look like this when we do. The performance with 200 physics objects in the scene is pretty good, though. Until then, if you get coal in your stocking, send it to us, because we've been burning the midnight oil, and we need more fuel. Merry Devmas to one and all, and to all a good night. Yes, watch out for the Tannen Bomb, B-O-M-B. Bomb, boom, get it? Okay, let's watch this video. All right, I'm going to watch this video. Oh,
all right.
I don't know if I turn the volume on. All right. So the video starts out. I'm just going to lower the volume. There's Santa Claus on the porch. There's a lot of presents on the deck. He's waving. I'm going to go full screen for a minute. And there's a snowman. Santa Claus is dancing. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
And I don't recognize that dance from any game.
Yeah. And happy holidays from all of us at Missing World Media. Oh, that was it. Okay. Short video. Okay. 2018. Answer the call. Missing World Media. All right, so I guess they're teasing the 2018.
Yep. All right, well, I did.
Wait, answer the call. Oh, wait. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I did find some other news to mention.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at Santa Got the Eggnog video. Oh, Santa got into the eggnog. Oh, my goodness. You got to watch the other video. It's only 18 seconds. Look quick. Holy mackerel, you got to look at it. It's hilarious. Just look at it. Go. I got to watch it again really quick.
Well, you watch it here because there are some people waiting for this particular news. DCW news. Those who are going, what happened? Well, remember, the series takes a mid-season break. But the break will end, and they will all come back around January.
End of January?
24th, I got to look at the calendar here.
I think they said 24th around this week.
Well, 23rd, because Supergirls returns on the 23rd.
Oh, yeah, especially Arrow, the way they ended that. Holy mackerel.
To give you an idea, I mean, they're already showing about Barry Allen is going back to the future again in his mid-season premiere. And Supergirl...
Back to the future or back to the past?
Future. Okay. And Supergirl is experiencing, according to the teaser that can be found on YouTube, so this is not a spoiler. Okay. She was teleported to a planet who is under a red sun.
She has no powers.
So that will be January the 23rd for our resident our Supergirl fan who is near you
Sovereign
at the moment. Yep. Well, she has everything but
show.
Powers. She found it. She found her flight and run. Yes, those are your powers.
You know, I want to say this: if Power Girl was under a red sun, she'd be an A cup. But hey, that's just, I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Oh.
Too soon? What? Go ahead. Oh, come on. Lighten up. I had the eggnog. Look, we've been having eggnog. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't taste early. Yes, this is our combination holiday show. So we have eggnog and Christmas cookies. I think somebody spiked the eggnog. I don't want to say who. Me. But hey, look.
Now, other news, and this is telling you how much success is happening for DC. When you think of advertising the comic books itself,
mm-hmm.
what's the one area they've never done?
Advertising?
Yeah.
Sports games.
You're partial right. They have never aired on, they never aired, get this comic on TV.
They've never advertised during this. They were never advertised during the Super Bowl.
There will be 11 different Rebirth commercials that will be aired on AMC, IFC, TBS, TNT, True TV, El Rey, and Boomerang over the course of January and February. The 11 ads will add spotlight individuals such as Batman, The Flash, Green Arrow, Justice League, Suicide Squad, Supergirl, Superman, Wonder Woman, with an additional trio of commercials promoting Rebirth.
That's awesome.
Now, that's a, you know, that's good. Now we get into the weird, because DC has teamed up with the Hanna-Barbera section of the DC Comics. Now,
I've been reading some of those. Go ahead.
Now, Green Lantern and Space Ghost, I can see that. I can see that.
Yes.
But the Suicide Squad and the Banana Splits?
No, I didn't hear about that. That's weird.
Oh, yeah, it exists.
That's crazy.
It exists, yes.
Wait a minute.
Deadshot?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, I could see Harley Quinn singing the Banana Split song. Come on.
Yeah, but teaming up with them? And how, you know, I've seen the cover. I have seen the cover.
Oh, okay.
I mean, let me see if I remember right. Drooper kind of looks more like the Cowardly Lion.
Right.
Beagle is in a suit with sunglasses. Snorky, yeah, he looks like an anthropomorphic full elephant, not the cute fuzzball that we saw in the back in the 70s.
Right.
So, you just found the cover.
No. I mean, I was going to ask you, a friend of mine posted a link about a Christmas blizzard. A Christmas blizzard to evolve across North Central U.S.
Oh, the Clipper system.
Okay. We'll get into that later, I guess. I hope it doesn't affect us any.
Well, let's see. In my... All right, turn on the news alert.
Beep, 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 beep.
Now,
I wonder if this is real or not.
It's supposed to be this weekend, at least hitting my area. And the most they're saying is around an inch. And that's Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Well, Christmas Eve day. I'm trying to think of zip code for long.
Are you ready for this one? I remember one Christmas Eve, we came back from my brother's house, right? An hour later, my mom goes, Rich, look outside. I kid you not, we were not scheduled for any snow. It was a clear sky. We came home. An hour later, I look outside. We had 3 inches of snow. Or like
well,
2 hours later, we were not scheduled for snow. Also, everybody's like, where the hell did all the snow come from? An hour after that, it was clear again. We had a white Christmas. And it was like baffling all the news stations. Like, where the hell did all the snow hit Long Island from?
Well, you're expecting rain on Christmas Eve.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Okay.
So you'll have a soggy Christmas.
Great. Wunderbar.
So that's news on that. So I guess anything up past the Catskills is going to get snow.
I guess so.
So Jersey, Pennsylvania, you're safe.
Oh, You know what I forget to tell people to do? We got to tell the kids people to do on here. If you have kids,
what?
Every Christmas Eve, they have the thing. NORAD has a thing to track Santa Claus.
Okay.
Every
yeah.
hour they update it. it's NORADSanta.org. Hold on. I'll give you guys the link in the chat, and I'll post it on a thing. It's for your kids. It's really cool.
Now, they improved the graphics, or is it still the 8-bit Santa?
Oh, I don't know. What's live every year. I don't know what you're talking about, 8-bit Santas. Sir, what are you doing? Oh, wow. Santa track one day, 5 hours. No! No, I got to prep gifts tomorrow. I get
well,
a haircut in the morning and wrap up gifts. What?
Remember, so it starts at they nicknamed the place International Island, where the supposedly
True.
The line is.
Right, right. Okay, right now you can explore the North Pole. There's a theater. You can watch movies about Santa and NORAD. Let me see how the quality is. So I don't know what the guy
shows. Somewhere,
I guess
Stephen
we'll have to...
Hawkins.
Oh, stop. I don't know. So I guess we'll have to wait till tomorrow to see what's going on. You could buy a certificate. You get a premium personalized official NORAD Santa Tracker certificate with membership card. Ooh, you could get an instant letter from Santa to print at home.
Okay, she's asking
want
for.
One.
All right,
you know what? We should. You know what? We should get one for Boop. Shh, don't tell him. I know Boop wants one.
Okay, well, Sovereign Reign's asking, what's the emote to fly in Paragon chat? I don't think there was an emote. I think it's a regular button that basically.
Yeah, it's one of the powers.
All,
you just
well,
put
remember,
the
all the powers, you have 10 trays and there's 12 powers, so you probably have to expand to the second tray.
Right. It should be on. Yeah, it goes. Yeah, my flights are in power 2. Tray 2. Actually, for me, my fly power is on tray 1. It's in tray 1.
Yeah, but you have 12 powers of flight or runs or whatnot.
Oh, then tell it trick tray 1 or tray 2 because it auto-filled for me.
Right.
And it's not a mode. It's an actual power, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, she's talking about the flight poses.
Right.
Then that is an emote.
Right.
You know, whether you want the arms to the side, arms in a T formation, arms in front, the Superman pose.
Oh. Exactly. Oh, and I stand corrected. With this NORAD thing, the tracker countdown begins in one day, 5 hours, 53 minutes, 20 seconds. That's just a countdown begins. So it's a countdown to the countdown.
Reminding everyone that listens on Sunday at btxemu.com/dawnradio, we will be listening
this countdown
to this on
will
Sunday.
Be over.
Yes.
Because <Right. laughs> technically, oh yeah, for those people listening on Sunday, Merry Christmas.
There you go.
Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls.
And happy Hanukkah.
And
you
happy
got a tooth
Hanukkah.
Tonight.
Oi, Gavel. Spin the dreidel. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of clay. Oi.
And Kwanzaa would be then Monday.
That's right. Happy Kwanzaa. And
yeah, no one's ever really defined anything for Kwanzaa.
I swear, I've seen Kwanzaa. It looks like they take from both of them. Kwanzaa is like they're taken from Hanukkah and Christmas. Just yeah. Hoi! I just remember from Futurama, the book. What is Kwanzaa?
a Kwanzaa bot is like, even I don't know what it's supposed to be about.
Yeah. Yes, Kwanzaa begins December 26th and goes till Sunday, January 1st. It says here, a secular festival observed by many African Americans from December 26th to January 1st as a celebration of their cultural heritage and traditional values.
Well, the
that
thing
still
is,
doesn't tell me anything.
Well, the thing is, if you take a look on how it was invented by an American.
I mean,
I
it
mean,
has one less
Kwanzaa
candle than Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa is an American holiday.
Yes. Think about it. It has one less candle. Okay. It has red, green, and black candles, African colors. The main candle is black, and the other candle, and there's three red and three green ones. So some people would argue that it's, you know, some people say those are Christmas colors, but actually isn't, you know, red, green, and black the African colors?
Certain nations, yes.
Yes, right. I don't want to be, you know, stereotyping anything, so.
You know, I mean, I can't list each, you know, country in Africa that, you know, their color schemes.
Right.
Yeah, lost me on that one. but like I said, you would figure it's been going on since like the 80s. You would figure by now there would be, you know, songs or a theme or something that would go, oh, now we get it.
Okay. Actually, hold on. It was first celebrated in 1967.
Oh, 67. I remember popping up around the 8th.
It derives from the Swahili phrase "Ake Matunda ya Kwanzaa," meaning first fruits of the harvest. It reflects its status as a symbol of Pan-Africanism.
Okay.
It's a celebration that has its roots in the Black nationalist movement of the 1960s and has established as a means to help African Americans reconnect with their African culture and historical heritage by uniting in meditation and study of African traditions by the seven principles of African heritage. The seven principles: unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. Well, there you go. Okie dokie. Well, there you go.
All right.
So now we know a little bit more about Kwanzaa than KwanzaaBot did.
Yeah.
We all learned a little something tonight, not just about superherodom tonight.
And knowing is half the battle.
Juju! I had to say it.
Yeah.
Yes, I did have to say it. Got a problem with that? I don't care. Am I going to get hate mail? I don't care. I've been called racist for saying far less. Now, I've been called racist for defending Muslims, okay? Don't. I don't know. I didn't get it either.
Well.
Yes. Never mind. I don't want to get into it. It's just I didn't understand it either. I sat there going, am I huh? What? I'm like, you did understand what I said. No, I don't want to get into it. Yeah, because it doesn't make sense when what?
Oh, more news for the Justice League movie.
Yes. Thank you. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. You're going, thank you. You just saved me. Two new roles have been announced that's going to be in that movie.
The Wonder Twins.
No. Queen Hippolyta.
Yes.
Mother of Wonder Woman. And Eisenberg Luthor.
Oh.
Shaved head.
Go ahead.
Eisenberg Luthor.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Not arcade looking.
Yeah, but he's still gonna, is he still gonna play crazy psycho Luthor, like?
Probably. Okay, now Rain's asking about to get the update to Paragon Chat. Basically, when you signed on, it should have done it right there and then.
Right. Quite right.
I'll even type because of the delay.
Huh.
All right, so
you got me doing this.
Now we have, you know, a segue part of the story, and
yes,
we have a villain,
Luther.
Right. Now let's see. I want to check something here. Now, Batman. Let's see. We did have a Riddler. We did have a Scarecrow.
Or is that just for the Batman movie?
Well, I'm thinking the Batman movies. We did have a Riddler, but people want to forget. We did have a Scarecrow from the last.
Why did we want to forget we had a Riddler for the Batman movie coming out?
No. Jim Carrey's Riddler.
Oh, yes. He was okay. It's just that he tried to do Jim. He just copied Frank Gorshin's Riddler. I love Frank Gorshin's Riddler. I just really, you know, why was he copying Frank Gorshin?
The thing is, do you see where I'm going?
Yes.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom,
Aquaman summons a giant mollusk.
Can you talk without me for a little bit? I got to check on something.
Okay, sure. Let me see if I could find what movies are coming out next. I have a list here. All right, let me see. I have a list here, guys. We're discussing movies. Yeah, Rogue One was just completely awesome. I loved it, but I promise I won't do spoilers. Where is it? I know I just had the list, and I promise. But I was fast. I couldn't find my list of movies. We had the list. No, seriously, I have the list here. Now I can't find the new list. Seriously,
she
I don't
didn't
know
get
what
the,
happened.
She didn't get the install. That's why. She's still on 0.98.
Okay. Well, there
that's
you go.
Strange. It should have zapped you right there and then.
Well, maybe that's why. That's what happened to her.
In fact, I'm on the version 1.0.7.
Ah.
Basically, sign out of the game of Paragon Chat. Now we're doing instructional videos to get into. Oh, wait, okay, she may have not gotten the new updates.
Hold on. Wait, what?
It's code Walker.
I do not see him around. Okay, I am just posting something here so I could share with everybody. As you know, Christmas is here. A couple of years ago, an artist friend of mine, he asked me, to help out. I wrote a story based on his characters, and we put them in a book, and I wrote a Christmas story based on his characters, and we went through Drive-Thru Comics, and within a week, that book was the hot item of the week, and what's left is you could go there, and that's a free download of it, and you could read my Christmas story that got published.
There you go.
And it's really cool. There's some references to some of the famous, more famous Christmas movies. That there's some, you get the references right away. You'll definitely catch the references right away to some of the movies. Mm. They're my favorite Christmas movies in there. So, and I told him in January I'm going to write another one. It's going to be Mac and Trouble Meet Pogo Man, because they're supposed to have superhero power. They're supposed to be superheroes. So basically, Pogo Man is called in to train them how to be superheroes.
Oh, you mean it's not going to be Pogo Man and Boot Boy?
No, it's going to be Mac and Trouble Meet. No, this one will be Mac and Trouble and me, Pogo Man. So,
all right, I just made on. And let's see. Oh, that's right. I got to use the mouse. I see you.
I see you too. Where? Wait, where are we?
I see Winter Night. I don't see a rain.
Huh.
I see, I'm assuming, the last member of the... Oh, wait, no. Is there a costume contest tonight? Yeah. Oh, we're ahead of it. That's right.
What are we ahead of?
The costume
what?
Contest.
Oh, the costume contest? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're on early tonight, yeah. Usually we don't come on until 9 o'clock at night, so... Yes, we came in early tonight.
Oh, she jumped off when I got on. What the?
She is so silly. What is she doing? I'm out of fuel, huh? Why'd she do such a thing for? Rain? Rain, why? Why, Rain?
Hold on a second.
Okay. All right, guys. I'm just going to play this in the background because I was going to play this earlier. Just a Charlie Brown dance music. Just play in the background for the last few minutes. Wow, it's going really bad. I'm not even going to play it now. Wow. Never mind. Wow, that was... I was hearing all kinds of static while we were doing that. Holy cow. Oh, I see Mad Viking stand next to me.
Yeah, I'm still here. Right now, just trying to take care of something that's in the house at the moment.
No, I went to play some Charlie Brown dance music in the background, and it was just all staticky for some reason. So I just shut it off. All right, so let me see. Well, oh, no wonder. I'm looking on the wrong computer for that new. All right, so anyway, here it is. All right. Let's do the rest of the movie schedule for upcoming superhero movies. All right, 2016 we're done with. So this is going to be 2017. March 3rd, we're going to get Logan, which is a new Wolverine movie. March 31st, we're going to get Ghost in the Shell, which is based on the anime movie. May 5th, we were discussing this earlier, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Like I said, Baby Groot is going to steal the show this year. June 2nd is going to be the Wonder Woman movie. July 7th, Spider-Man Homecoming. September 4th is saying the Inhumans. But I think this is what they're saying here. Editor's note, the first two episodes of this planned 8-episode series will debut in IMAX theaters on September 4th, 2017, with the remaining episodes to air on ABC starting September 26th. So I'm thinking the entire series is just going to be on ABC with the option, I'm hoping, to see the first two episodes in the theaters along with on ABC. October 6th, Kingsman: The Golden Circle will come out in theaters. November 3rd, I'm waiting for this one, Thor Ragnarok. And finally, November 17th, I'm waiting for this one a long time. November 17th, Justice League finally comes out. The next year, 2018, on February 16th, Black Panther movie comes out. March 2nd, we get an untitled Fox Marvel movie. Oh, let's see. Sorry about that, guys. Excuse me. March 16th, The Flash comes out. But there's an editor's note. The departure of director Rick Famuyiwa has led to reports the movie may be delayed. Okay, so May 4th, Avengers Infinity War will be released. June 29th, another untitled Fox Marvel movie. July 6th, Ant-Man and the Wasp. July 20th, Alita, Battle Angel comes out by Fox. October 5th, Aquaman with its new date comes out. November 2nd, we have a new date for an untitled Fox Marvel film comes out. Then December 21st, Spider-Man's animated feature movie comes out. Are you back with us?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just going through some of the upcoming movies coming out over the next couple of years. They were saying now, because we've been going over every so often, we go over the dates of the movies. That we have gone through the 2016 movies. Now I have here from Newsarama the full sci-fi, fantasy, and genre live-action movie releases. Two more coming out from 2016, both on... Actually, they came out yesterday. Assassin's Creed from Fox and Passengers from Columbia Pictures came out. And I have here, if you want me to go through really quickly, 2017's schedule. January 6th, we're going to get Underworld Blood Wars. January 13th, Monster Trucks, really. January 20th, Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage. January 27th, I actually want to see this one, Resident Evil, the final chapter. February 10th, John Wick, Chapter 2. February 17th, The Great Wall. I actually saw scenes for this. I actually saw a trailer for this. This one actually doesn't look that bad. Let's see here. March 3rd, Wilson by Fox Searchlight. March 10th, I can't wait for this one. Kong, Skull Island. It's a prequel to Kong. I think this is it. March 17th, Beauty and the Beast. March 24th, Power Rangers. Also that day, Chips. Really? Okay, April 14th, The Fate of the Furious. No, thank you. May 12th, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. May 19th, Alien Covenant releases. May 26th, we get two movies, Baywatch, no thank you, because I'll be seeing Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Oh, I can't wait for that one. June 9th, we get three movies coming out, The Divergent Series, Ascendant, The Mummy, and World War Z. I don't know about any of those. Seen any of those, actually. June 23rd, Transformers, The Last Knight. All I can say is this, Michael Bay, you are truly evil because you've destroyed two franchises for me, Transformers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. July 14th, War for the Planet of the Apes. July 21st, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. July 28th, we get The Dark Tower. July 28th is an untitled Disney live action movie. August 11th, The Coldest Day. October 6th, I want to see this one, Blade Runner 2014. October 6th is Kingsman, The Golden Circle. October 10th, Geostorm. October 24th, an untitled Saw sequel. Yes, another one. Good Lord. For some reason, February 24th, I don't know why this one is listed here. Cloverfield movie is coming out. Oh, my God. December 15th. Are you ready? The one I'll be waiting for all year. Star Wars Episode 8. I'm marking that one on my calendar right now. Not really, but, you know. December 22nd, Jumanji. Really? And December 22nd of 2017, The $6 Billion Man. And that is your schedule of movies for 2017.
And considering the fact we're running out of seconds and I got a situation at the house, I'm going to be ending a little early.
Okay, that's fine, because I was going to say, since my New York Giants have started playing, there's going to be no after party tonight. So
okay.
If that's all right, so you're out of here. You have to take off. All right, Man Viking, I just want to say really quickly, thank you, sir, for co-hosting. Have a Merry Christmas, and I will see you next week.
All right.
Have a safe one, have a happy one, enjoy, and to you and your family also, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Wow. And that was great because it was just we just hit the 90-second signal that the show's almost over.
All right. So
all
that's
right. To our listeners. Yeah, that was very good. All right. And to everybody out there, to our listeners, I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. Or if you're going to listen to a replay, I don't know what night the replay is going to be. I just want to say thank you all for tuning in all year. I'm sorry we didn't have a show the last couple of weeks. I had viral pharyngitis. I just want to say we will be back next week before the new year. So I won't say Happy New Year yet. Well, if you're not going to tune in next week, I will say have a Happy New Year for those not tuning in next week. For those who will be here, I want to say happy holidays, but Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. For those who celebrate, Happy Kwanzaa. Have a safe and a healthy one. Have a happy one. If you're going to party and drink, don't drink too much. If you're going to be driving, be safe. And remember the holidays, like Christmas, it's for the kid, for the kids, but it's for the family. You know, just be happy and be safe and enjoy the time with the family. This is the first year my grandmother won't be with us, and we're very sad about that. But just make the most of it and have the best time you can with your family. Enjoy the time you have with your loved ones. Just tell me how much they mean to you. All right, and with that, get out there, finish your holiday plans, and have the best time you can this year. And with that, the Safe COH Radio Crew, we will see you next week. Have a great one, everybody. Love you. We love you all. You guys rock. We did this for you guys. We'll see you next week, right here on Safe COH Radio. Well, we will announce the new name of the show next week. The big reveal will be next week, everybody. See you next week, everybody. We love you. I'm babbling. Good night, everybody.
Have a good night.
Oh. Man Viking, have the honor. Do the honor, sir. Say goodnight.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. All right, we're out of here. We're babbling. Bye.